question I asked, can we eat with non-Muslims and can we help non-Muslims? And I'm assuming they're referring to eating that which is halal, that which is lawful in a lawful environment. And also, can we help them in that which is lawful? And alhamdulillah, a number of senior scholars have addressed this question and answered it. From them, Shaykh Al-Allama Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullah, and he mentioned that ليس الأكل مع الكافر حرام. He said eating with a non-Muslim is not haram, it's not forbidden. إذا دعت الحاجة إلى ذلك, if there is a need for that, أو المصلحة الشرعية, or there is an Islamic legislated benefit. نعم, it's not something that is forbidden. بارك الله فيكم. And Shaykh Ibn Al-Thaymin rahimahullah, he said that a person should seize these type of opportunities to show the excellence of Islam, which is an invitation to Islam, by observing the Islamic etiquettes. Observing the Islamic etiquettes when eating, that you eat with your right hand, you say Bismillah in the name of Allah before you eat that which is before you. Likewise, you eat until you become a third full. And other than that, because that is showing the person the excellence of Islam. Na'am. And we have the verse in the Quran, which subhanAllah, it clarifies this issue and other than it, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it is permissible to deal with non-Muslims in that which is lawful, that which is permissible. Na'am, as Allah Azza wa Jalla tabarak wa ta'ala, he said, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not forbid you from dealing justly with those who did not fight you on account of your religion and they did not expel you from your homes. Verily Allah Azza wa Jalla, He loves those who deal with others with justice and fairness. Naam. So alhamdulillah, this verse is clear. Barakallahu feekum. And this dealing with non-Muslims fairly and justly, it doesn't oppose al-wala wal-bara. It doesn't oppose loving for Allah Azza wa Jal and hating for Allah Azza wa Jal in any way. Yes, the Muslim loves for Allah and hates for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As for the question, can we help and assist non-Muslims? And again, I'm assuming that the questioner is referring to assisting non-Muslims in that which is permissible, that which is lawful. And again, with regards to assisting non-Muslims in that which is lawful, giving them charity, for example. You see a non-Muslim and they are homeless. Can you assist them? Then the answer is yes. And we have the proof, and there are various evidences. From the proof, subhanAllah, is the hadith, which is muttafaqan alayhi, about the man, barakallahu feekum, the man who gave the water to the thirsty dog to drink. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded this man and forgave him. And they asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّ لَنَا فِي الْبَهَائِمِ لَأَجْرًا. Are we going to be rewarded even as it relates to treating animals well? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded. He said, فِي كُلِّ ذَاتِ كَبَدٍ رَطْبَةٍ أَجْرٍ. He said, yes, there is a reward for every living thing. If this is a dog, subhanAllah, what do you think, brothers and sisters, about aiding a human being, giving a human being food, drink, water, naam, clothing, and the like of these things? Barakallahu feekum. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran. Wallahu a'lam.